Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Other headlines here before we're joined in studio by Chase Geiser and a special report incoming from Alex Jones. Joe Biden was at the bridge collapse and he made the whole thing about himself. It's like, how can Joe Biden make a bridge collapse about himself? Well, it's Joe Biden. And he just continues to lie about his education and lie about how he lost his son, and he just makes all this bull crap up. But beyond that, see if you can make out what he says here addressing the bridge collapse. I'm not sure this makes any sense, but maybe you can figure it out for me in clip 8.
Today, my administration is announcing the first tranche of dislocated worker grants, fancy phrase, which is dimes. All it is there to make sure it helps create jobs for workers involved in the cleanup of this incident. Additional job.
Slurring and stumbling and mumbling and bumbling through another speech is Joe Biden. By the way, we joked about this when we were covering this live on the War Room when the bridge collapsed. I mean, we were really joking. I don't think we actually thought they would do this, and we'll see what happens. The Francis Scott Key Bridge name should change. Civil rights groups say there it is. There it is. So we were joking like they're going to name it the Ketanji Brown Jackson Bridge. They might actually do it. They might actually not call it the Francis Scott Key Bridge, and they might call it the Ketanji Brown Jackson Bridge. Oh, my. This country is a joke, man. The day the Democrat Party and the liberal ideology is eradicated from this country, politically and culturally, is the day America becomes the bastion of freedom and ingenuity and invention and prosperity that it is destined to become. But we first must do that. Here's more for Biden. He doesn't care. The Supreme Court rules against him. The law of the land is against him. He doesn't care. He's buying votes, canceling student debt anyway. Here he is bragging about just outright criminal behavior in clip 4.
From day one, my administration has been committed to fixing the broken student loan system and making sure higher education is a ticket to the middle class, not a barrier. My administration has approved debt cancellation for 4 million Americans through various actions. And today, I'm announcing new plans that would cancel student debt for millions more. In total, these plans would cancel some or all student debt for 30 million Americans when combined with everything we've done so far. To find out
how to
impact you, visit studentaid.gov.
So, again, it's totally against the law, Supreme Court rulings, everything. You can't do that, Joe. He says, oh, I'm just going to do it anyway. He's just criminal behavior, just bragging about it. Here he is again bragging about it, clip 13.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us. And the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us. No, I mean it sincerely. We continue to find alternatives past to reduce.
He means it sincerely. Find alternatives to break the law. Stunning stuff, isn't it? Joe Biden. But I wonder, when Janet Yellen says this during an interview, what are Americans thinking? Here we go, clip 6.
I guess I'm just wondering if the economy continues to hold up no matter what happens on the Fed.
I think we've got a good, strong economy. We've got very strong domestic demand. Consumers are holding up. Some low-income consumers or perhaps exhausting their buffers of saving that they built up during
the
pandemic.
All right, we're out of time here. We're about to be joined by Chase Geiser here from Alex Jones. But I mean, can you imagine, like, Americans are struggling, but then that mop head, bowl cut rat woman comes out and says, no, the economy's great. Oh, gee, the economy's great now, the rat woman.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
Was that court case used? Was that in CNN?
Sure was, but we were looking at all of his followers. Comments. All of them. Right?
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
Yeah, we get really close. Civil matter. Since they got all this access to his, and it's there, what can we go find?
And the goal with him was what? Just to bankrupt him?
Pretty much. There's nothing federal law we can do. But civilly, we can go at him that way. Chop his legs off.
Influencer that you're after, I don't even know these names, like a Fox News person or like a Tucker Carlson or like.
I'm sure he's right. Because the other ones I think is loudest. Like that, what was his name? The one that said Sandy Hook didn't happen.
So, Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Are you still after him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's broke. He got found guilty and had to pay like $100 million.
So what? Why were you after him?
We're not anymore.
Just to get the money from him?
Yeah.
Was that court case used? Was that a CIA?
Sure was.
That was the agency thing?
Well, actually it was a defamation case. So it's a civil government. But we were looking at all of his followers. Comments. All of them, like, nothing biggest. Right? So even though it's technically not our, well, not the agency, definitely, but the Bureau, for instance, yeah, it's not our purview. It's a civil matter. Since they got all this access to his and it's there, what can we go find?
The investigating group Sound Investigations caught a high-level FBI/CIA manager, he goes out and manages major contract operations, admitting to incredible January 6th revelations of FBI inside the crowd and the deliberate targeting of yours truly, Alex Jones, to silence me through lawfare. Now, we've known this for a while and had a lot of evidence, but this is absolutely the cherry on top. We're about to break it all down right now. Elon Musk is responding, calling it disturbing. It's going super viral. The reports are all at Real Alex Jones. Please stay with us. We're about to lay it all out. Gavin O'Blenis has worked at DHS, the FBI, but now he's a contract manager at the CIA. His big credential is he's a hardcore leftist, a social justice warrior, and that's who the Obama administration, now in its third unelected term via its puppet Biden, has put tens of thousands of people like this man in charge. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Alex Jones. Thank you so much for joining us here today. We are now live in the third hour. You just saw a short boil down of the FBI/CIA officer openly bragging about how they can put anybody in jail. And the great investigative unit that has really helped expose Pornhub and the persecution of the pro-lifers and so much more, they're doing a great job, just like Project Veritas did when James O'Keefe was there. I got this clandestine group of several basically interviews with the CIA FBI operative a few weeks ago, and boy is it revealing. There they are talking about how the government can put anybody they want in jail, how they want to silence people that have loud voices like Alex Jones, how they work behind the scenes to help coordinate and get that done. But, of course, the big takeaway is also the fact that, of course, there were 20 FBI agents inside the crowd on January 6th when the FBI directors testified that that was not the case, even though it's been confirmed that they were in the crowd. And the feds requested the Capitol Police blur the faces of these men when they released some of the January 6th footage. So Congress is being lied to by the FBI. This is just par for the course. The American people are being lied to. Famously, Comey, of course, said that he was not the leaker with all the disinformation against Trump, the Russiagate, all of it. And then later it came out that he was the main leaker hundreds of times. But he said, well, I didn't technically leak it to the press. I gave it to the head journalism department dean of a major university, and then he would give it to the press. So that's like Don Corleone ordering a murder in The Godfather, or in the real world, somebody like John Gotti doing it, and then later saying, well, I just gave the order. I didn't actually do it. So this is a huge, huge issue. Now, I want to be clear. I'm going to be back in Austin in the next few days. I'm going to put together a big, detailed report of the whole history of this, because this is a lot bigger than the persecution of InfoWars. It's a lot bigger than the attacks on myself and my family. What was done to us by Lawfare and the FBI and CIA working in tandem, as I told you years ago, they were behind it, is a window into what they are basically standardizing under the social credit score for the American people in general. So here's the long and short of it. And again, I'll do a more detailed report with all the video clips, all the proof that'll be out by Friday, probably even earlier, because this is very historical. It's very important. Sandy Hook happens 11 years ago. I barely talk about it. I think it really happened at first, but there are some anomalies. A bunch of investigators, former school safety officials, professors, and others from Florida, Wisconsin, you name it, come out and say they think it didn't happen. I cover it some. It's a story that's pretty big for a couple years. Then I don't talk about it for more than 2 years at all. Trump wins the election, and the CIA and FBI want to develop a plan to try to bring down Trump. So they say, we will go over Jones's history, find a few things, take him out of context, and then demonize him in the press, saying that he's Trump's brain and that he tells Trump everything to do. So by extension, Trump is Alex Jones. So you demonize Alex Jones, you exaggerate, you twist, you lie. Thousands of news articles, hundreds and hundreds of national TV programs, thousands of local news shows for 2 years, saying that I'm sending people to Sandy Hook families' houses, that I'm peeing on graves, and I'd never been to Connecticut at that time, that I'm harassing them, that I'm doing all these things I never did. Then they have Megyn Kelly do a TV program about it, interview me. They use that to sue me. But then they get all the discovery that the FBI, CIA guy is talking about and find nothing illegal. They thought they'd find something illegal and put me in jail, and they admitted that. And when they didn't, they went, oh, crap, after 3 years of discovery, we'll just have the judges that they totally control in Connecticut and Texas, because, again, they sue in the key jurisdictions, and they select key judges, just like with Trump, in all that Lawfare and trying to steal the election. And so then they have the judges default me in Connecticut and Texas. So I'm already found guilty. The judge then tells the jury that I'm guilty, tells them I have hundreds of millions of dollars that wasn't true. They bring in HBO film cameras, movie cameras, do huge productions, put on all this disinformation. I'm not allowed to challenge it because I've already been found guilty. It's hearings on damages. get $1.5 billion judgments total. Then the Democrat Party lawyers say, and by the way, the law firms running it are openly the top law firms of the Democratic Party. They say that is not enough money. We want $2.67 trillion, the GDP of India, just absolutely to scare the hell out of people and create hysteria. And so that's basically what happened. And we know that the main lawyer in Connecticut is a former federal prosecutor, sir, that set up and put the governor of Connecticut in prison. Blumenthal's son works there and basically runs a lot of the operation. It's a deep state cutout, in my view. You also have this FBI agent that sued me and got $90+ million. I never said his name, never showed his photo. None of the crew ever talked about him. Didn't even know who he was until he sued me. So the FBI was a party to the suit. And now you see this individual just caught on video bragging about how they used that to get discovery, again, to try to find information against me and my crew. So that's just some of the FBI deep state connections. But now it's doubly confirmed by what this individual is now admitting to on tape. And we have major information from other sources that are now coming forward that is going to break in the next few weeks that really expose how this whole thing.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline
tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Homeland Security, where he conducted asylum interviews at the southern border, and now works for the CIA managing multi-million dollar contracts across government agencies and private sector vendors.
I work for I'm not supposed to tell people kind of job.
I say intelligence, what do you think?
CIA?
Yep.
You work for the CIA?
I do.
That's incredible.
I'm a contracting officer.
That's amazing.
So I deal a lot with, like, different agencies. We're contracting with, like, Director of National Intelligence to do stuff. We do Navy, Army, any of them, really. I just, FBI. I used to work for the FBI, so
really?
They threw the FBI at me. They're like, here, you used to work there. Oh, I'm permanent.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good.
Well, why do they call it contracting?
Because I do the contracts.
I do all the legal contracts. Fly out to vendors and evaluate them.
I love the agency.
Good for you.
I like the Bureau, too. The Bureau was a lot of fun. I got to do a lot of cool stuff with the Bureau.
I was the guy in the back of the truck, in the van.
Oblenis spoke to an undercover Sound Investigations reporter about his work experience involving near entrapment and his employer's involvement with political commentator Alex Jones's legal battles.
As long as the Bureau is able to progress far enough to be able to put pro-lifers in jail whenever they want.
Yeah.
Do you think that's on the agenda?
We can. You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
You create the situation to where they have no choice but to act on their impulse. And once they act on that impulse, then we call that entrapment. It's a fine line.
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
Yeah, we get really close.
Not officially?
No. We get as close as we can. We get as close as we can to it without doing it.
So they can entrap some of these pro-lifers into doing things that they
depending,
don't...
Yeah. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge.
Mm.
Sometimes you just gotta give them a quick look just to see what happens, right?
And how does that happen?
You put a post out there, or you have some fake profile say something that triggers, that we know is going to trigger them, right? Like, we already know your history. If we're to that point, we already know everything about it. So we're like, oh, this will piss them off. Sometimes you like the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Right.
Like a railing. Mm-hmm. Like a, oh. So when a railing happens, then sometimes the Bureau behind it?
Yeah, sometimes. Nothing like putting out a fake social media thing to, like, really get people mad.
Mm-hmm.
Post fake news. Sometimes it's fake. It's embellished a little bit.
Who would be, like, a big influencer that you're after?
You.
Like a, I don't know, like a, I don't even know these names. Like a Fox News person or like a Tucker Carlson. Like,
oh, I'm sure he's right. He always wants the biggest and loudest. Like that, what was his name? The one that said Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Before. Are you still after him? Why?
Because he's broke. He got found guilty and had to pay like $100 million.
So what? Why were you after him?
We're not anymore.
Just to get the money from him?
Yeah.
Was that court case used? Was that a CIA?
Sure was.
That was the agency thing?
Well, actually it was a defamation case.
Mm.
So it's a civil government. But we were looking at all of his followers, commenting, following like, who's that going to make us to, right? So even though it's technically not our, well, not the agency definitely, but the Bureau, for instance, yeah, it's not our purview. It's a civil matter. Since they got all this access to his stuff, and it's there, what can we go find?
And did you find it?
I can't tell you.
Oh,
we did. But, so, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, realize the opportunity that you have.
So with Alex Jones, you were watching him long before anything ended up happening?
Probably. It wasn't my office, but I mean, we would have been well aware of what he was doing.
And the goal with him was what? Just to bankrupt him?
Oh, pretty much. And we let the families do it.
And that what?
We let the families do it.
Were they encouraged to do that by the Bureau? Like, nudge?
We don't encourage people.
But, like,
we just say there's no federal statute being broken, but you do have the option for a civil. For a civil case. It's a pretty good case.
Nice.
In our opinion.
So, oh, that makes so much sense. I have a cousin who's a lawyer. So that's a lot of these cases. They're kind of encouraged by the FBI?
Yeah, like, there's nothing federal law we can do, but civilly, we can go at them that way. And chop his legs off.
And they did. So the FBI was happy.
We didn't care. We were like, oh.
Basically, the citizens did your job.
Yeah.
Wow, so you can encourage a civil lawsuit.
Not encourage. Educate.
What can you do with people like Alex Jones now? Because he's still out there. He's still chirping.
He can chirp.
Are you still watching?
Yeah.
Why?
He did what we wanted.
Which was what?
He took his money away. We shut him up for a while. You're never going to shut him up for anything.
Unless you put him in prison.
But again, he didn't do anything about prison. Being ignorant is not a crime, though. It is.
I mean, what? You could bring a nudge.
He didn't try to riot like Cheeto. He didn't encourage people to go shoot people. He didn't do it.
Additionally, Oblenis states that he knows and works with FBI agents who were undercover in the January 6th Capitol riot, estimating about 20 field agents were there undercover. While Oblenis notes that they were not involved in violence, this appears to be the first admission of undercover FBI agents in attendance.
I thought you said that there were FBI agents in the crowd at J6.
There always are when there's a big protest in D.C. Just in case it gets out of hand like that.
But there wasn't enough
to turn that tide. I mean, I'm talking you need to have 20. You needed 1,000 to get rid of that crowd.
So they had like, that was on just 20?
Yeah, just go through and see what they can hear, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow. Definitely. They needed 1,000 at least.
Wow. And that's also Capitol Police jurisdiction. They're in charge.
So that,
why they didn't have more on hand, I don't know.
The Bureau didn't really want people knowing that they were in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That would be overstepping their bounds.
A little bit.
Do people know that?
Why?
Do people know that the Bureau was in the crowd?
Nope, and probably never will.
Do you know agents that were there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. It was the agency now.
That is the latest video release from soundinvestigations.com. The entire video is linked up at Infowars.com under the headline, Investigative Report. FBI CIA officer confirms FBI agents were in crowd on January 6th, confesses agencies targeted Alex Jones. A lot to digest here. And boy, if we are under the belief, and why would we be, that some institutions might want us shut down, if we were under the belief that some groups and powerful agencies would want us shut down, which why would we be, you'd want to be smarter than them, wouldn't you? You'd definitely want to be smarter than them. Now, we're gonna come back and cover this. Chase Geiser in studio. But, you know, There's a larger umbrella factor that we're going to be talking about with Chase, and that's the shadow hand that is always involved in major events. The shadow hand, whether it's January 6th or whether it's internet censorship, we now have the overwhelming evidence and proof that it's the shadow hand of our corrupt government, the deep state, that is always there, always involved, always manipulating. And so maybe it's Alex Jones today. Maybe it's Owen Schroyer tomorrow. Eventually, it's you. And that's the problem.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that they'll just listen to me and take action. It will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, we just aired the latest from Sound Investigations. And, you know, there's all these undercover groups now doing great work. Unfortunately, Project Veritas kind of had the falling out with James O'Keefe and I don't know how much activity they're still engaged in, but O'Keefe Media Group doing great work, Sound Investigations doing great work. But it's funny, you know, it's always exposing the left, right? It's always exposing the left or seedy elements of the deep state.
They attempted to do this to the right and Trump supporters with an organization called The Undercurrent, and they couldn't get anything. And what they found, Chase, was that the Republicans that they got undercover footage of say the exact same thing in private that they say in public. So there's no story there. So it's funny how it's always the left, and it's always the same types of people caught on undercover footage saying these things, or like Van Jones saying, yeah, the entire Trump-Russia collusion is made up. It's a nothing burger. We have to cover it every day anyway for our ratings. And so, you know, there's a common trend to all of these things. It's always the left exposing themselves. It's always the deep state exposing themselves. And yet again, more proof of that with this Sound Investigations video.
Absolutely. I can't believe that that gentleman was hired at the FBI or the CIA. It's amazing to me.
You can't?
I can't believe that. Yeah, no kidding. I can't believe how vulnerable our intelligence community has made itself by hiring just anyone. I guess that's the problem. When you rapidly expand the government quickly and you're hiring virtually anybody to be in any office, you're going to have a swath of people that work for you that don't understand basic principles of discretion. I mean, of all things, I don't know if you've ever seen the movie The Good Shepherd, but you can look back at the history of the founding of the CIA, for example, and see how intense and serious these people were. They weren't necessarily good people. They were very Machiavellian, utilitarian, but they were absolutely intense about discretion and the skull and bones, secret society stuff. It was all the Ivy League, good old American names that were pushed in. And now we see that it's just been swampified so that only the most pathetic people work there.
Yeah, that's a good point, because we have this kind of respect or even awe, maybe, but it's like, this is what we're dealing with. We're actually dealing with like low level grub like this. It's like the evil that we face are not even really elite anymore. It's just these grub worms that they, I guess maybe being gay or something is a part of the hiring process. I don't know why, or maybe it's a diversity thing, but you definitely see that. And I was, you know, we were joking in the break. I was like, see, Chase, this is why I never go to lunch. See, this is why I never go to dinner. But it's always the same story. Now, we have other elements of evidence, and it's important to not just focus on this individual who knows how credible this guy really is. Maybe he's just showing off, you know, thinking he's gonna, you know, get himself taken care of afterward, or he's just bragging on what he thinks is a date here. He could end up being a desk jockey. Who knows? Maybe the FBI or the CIA ends up, firing him or discrediting him, whatever. Maybe they're afraid to, though, because they could get FOIA'd, and what he ends up saying could be turned out to be completely true. So we'll kind of see what happens in the aftermath here. But we already know that the feds do this. Just look at the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping case. I mean, it's amazing. That's the story. It's like, we have them caught in a courtroom. That this is what the feds do. The whole thing should have been shut down after that.
Absolutely. And it was really interesting to hear that journalist ask the question, do you entrap people? Just straight up ask the question. He said, we get really close. You could tell he wasn't comfortable enough to just blatantly say yes, but he conveyed the information that, yes, that's the case. And like you said, With the Whitmer kidnapping case, that was obviously an instance of entrapment. With his statements about FBI agents being on the ground during January 6th and stating that the public would never know about that, that implies entrapment on January 6th. And we can see here that if they can't put you in prison by framing you or setting you up for a real crime, then they simply encourage people to go after you in civil suits in order to chop your legs off, using his exact expression.
Well, and imagine, too, that this is the mindset of these people. They really don't care. They like he even kind of, you can tell in the video, he kind of knows, again, whether he has this high level clearance or high level intel or high level involvement. Put that aside. Imagine the attitude, like, yeah, we know that these people don't belong in prison, or yeah, we know we're kind of setting them up and entrapping them in fraud and deception, but it's a good thing. You know, it's like, that's the attitude here of, yeah, we're engaged in deception, we're engaged in fraud, we're engaged in weaponizing the government against our opposition, but it's like with a smile, with a smirk, maybe with a little gay flamboyant touch.
Yeah. Well, obviously true crime has been really popular, especially among women on streaming platforms. It seems like every other docuseries or documentary is a true crime series. And if you watch any historical examples or study any historical examples of instances where evidence was planted, in order to convict somebody that turned out to be innocent of that crime later on. When you go and you speak with or interview these officers or investigators that planted the evidence, it's like, why did you do it? Why would you frame somebody for a crime? And oftentimes the answer is, we were so convinced that he was guilty and we just didn't have enough evidence to get this person. So we planted the evidence so we could seal it up. So if there's like an Alex Jones or someone else that they really want to put away because this is someone that's perceived as an opponent to their political agenda, then they'll do everything they can, as unethical as it may be, in order to set that person up, even when they know that he or she is innocent of any given crime. It's absolutely terrifying the extent to which this fourth unchecked branch of government is expanded.
You know, that's what it is. It's a completely lack of an ethical approach or ethical beliefs. It's just totally unethical, and they don't care. They justify it because I'm the moral high ground liberal. I'm the moral high ground no matter what. I can justify anything I do because no matter what, I'm the high ground. I'm the moral superiority. And, of course, that's completely inaccurate. But this is kind of the problem that we deal with politically, I think, as conservatives, Republican voters, is that the Republicans sit here and rest on their laurels and sit here and rest on their ethics all day long. And it's like you realize your opponent does not approach things in that manner at all. And it's like I look at Mike Johnson as maybe an example. Like, he wants to reach across the aisle. He wants to assume Democrats will deal in good faith. He wants to maintain standards and norms inside the House and all this stuff. And it's like, no, buddy. No, that's gone. This is not politics as usual. Your opposition, the Democrat Party, they have no ethics. Right. They will deceive intentionally. They will lie intentionally. They will steal intentionally. And they will not feel bad about it. And it's like, we can't even get an impeachment? We can't even stand up for George Santos? Like, do you really think holding on to your ethics in the House, and I'm not saying to be unethical, I'm just saying to have this loyalty, like, oh, if I just behave ethically, then my opponent will do the same thing. Not even close.
Well, and the thing is, I'm not even calling on Republicans to use the same unethical tactics as the left. I'm just calling on Republicans to use aggressive tactics. So don't put up with it. Don't assume that you're dealing with good people. There's a reason that for years the United States has had the policy.
Yeah, like closing the border is not unethical.
Right, right, exactly. So for years we've had this policy that we don't negotiate with terrorists, but we always have Republicans negotiating with the left, which has become a terrorist organization. I mean, think of all of the black flag operations, whatever happened on January 6th, the fake impeachment trials, the Russian collusion hoaxes. This is terrorist-like behavior that we see from the leftists, from the political class in the United States. And Republicans are either compromised in leadership, so they're playing along and just pretending to be opponents of it, or they haven't woken up to the fact that they need to start realizing they're at war.
Here's some evidence to back you up here. Alarming footage shows street gang smash police car while the female officer is inside. So this is the hatred for police that has been driven by the Democrats. So now they're ambushing police officers. So would you call that terrorist activity? Trump RV owner viciously beaten with sledgehammer, airlifted to hospital with significant head injury. So a radical leftist beats this guy because he supports Trump. Would you call that terrorism? Don't support Trump. Don't support police. Students protest Hillary Clinton at Westlake College Summit, say blood is on her hands. Well, yeah, what about the police officers that get ambushed and killed? What about the Trump supporters that get ambushed and killed? Are the blood on the Democrats' hands with that, too? So, Chase, those are just two examples of dozens, hundreds, thousands of violent Democrat activity, which they use violence to manipulate you and scare you out of being a conservative, out of being a Republican voter. Chase Geiser in studio. We're talking about more evidence of deep state activity the shadow hand trying to manipulate Americans.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
So we've already got, it comes out in court where they run an entrapment scheme with a bunch of unsuspecting individuals, and they say, oh, we're going to kidnap the governor of Michigan, and of the 21 people, 17 of them are feds, and those charges end up getting dropped, and it just shows how they run these entrapment schemes, and it's all for a political agenda. So see, oh, the Democrats are the victims, and the Republicans are the violent party, but then it turns out it's just all feds, and it's just all entrapment, and of course, the Democrats are actually the violent party, the Weather Underground, Black Lives Matter, Antifa, the list goes on and on. But, okay, there's the other side of this, and it all comes out in this latest Sound Investigations video, and that's, we're going to silence our opposition. So I don't need some desk jockey who wants to show off on a date, and maybe he has intelligence about how they go after individuals. Maybe he's just showing off. The point is, look at what they did, what we found out about the Facebook files, the Twitter files, and how the Democrats have these organizations where they work with these social media companies, and they say, hey, we need you to censor this. We need you to censor that. Hey, the Hunter Biden laptop story is going to hurt Joe Biden in an election. Make sure nobody sees that. Hey, we're going to lie to people about the effectiveness of masks or this other stuff. If anybody questions that, you need to censor them. So this is all on record happening.
Yes. So I think we've crossed an important threshold in America. And let's use the example of the KGB, for example. The KGB was an entity that was basically like the communist version of Gestapo. Everybody knew that they were doing these things, that they were lying, that they were investigating innocent people, that they were violating human rights. Everybody, even in Russia, understood that the KGB was a threat. So it wasn't a matter of convincing people that there was something wrong with the KGB. Now we're at this place where for so long in the United States of America, it was much less clear the intelligence community was as criminal as it was, as entrapping as it was, had an agenda, didn't care about your rights. At this point, everybody who's ever going to know, in my opinion, should already know that our intelligence community has escalated itself to that KGB-esque level. So I don't think we're going to be able to convince anybody who isn't already convinced that this is a criminal terrorist organization, whether it's the CIA or the FBI. It's a matter then now of simply standing up to them. So it's not about just convincing people of their criminal behavior. It's about standing up to it now. So I think the question is, what do we do about it?
Well, I would say the approach from Vivek Ramaswamy is the only political approach. Abolish it. Shut it down. It's that you can't fix something like this, but it's beyond that. It's that a message has to be sent. If you're going to give a bureaucracy this kind of institutional power, the minute it gets abused, you shut it down.
Right.
Because otherwise the message is, well, okay, you can get away with power abuse and abusing this and politicization and weaponization, and we'll just reform you. No. Abolish it.
Absolutely. Well, and maybe you know something that I don't, but I can't think of a single instance throughout the history of the intelligence community in the United States where they've been caught in a scandal and people have either gone to prison or publicly been arrested or charged with a crime. So you go back to MKUltra, for example. Yes, they found out it was happening, and the intelligence community said that they shut it down. But I couldn't name a single operative that was responsible for that program or involved. I can name some professors maybe, but professors who all held their distinguished positions at universities, whether it was the professor that was working with Ted Kaczynski and screwed him up before he became the Unabomber or others. And so if there's no accountability ever when they get caught in a scandal, then why is it that we would ever expect that they would change? So how do we get the accountability in? How do we instill this accountability? If we can't fix the intelligence community from within, how do we enforce the accountability from outside?
Well, and I think that that's just a frustration we have at so many different levels right now, whether it's dealing with the Biden crime family and nobody gets prosecuted. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hunter Biden doesn't even have to show up for the hearings and he doesn't get held in contempt, but Peter Navarro sits in a jail cell right now. Whether it's the wide open southern border and they just totally get away with it. But, you know, you look at the intel communities. They come out and they make a statement, and it'll make national news, and all the mainstream liberal Democrat media will come out and they'll say, oh, look, the FBI says white supremacists are the number one threat in the country. Oh, my gosh, white people, white people, white people. And then all the people commenting on white people get married to white people. But that's a different story. Well, the intel community in the last couple weeks have come out, multiple agencies, FBI, National Security Council, all the agencies, and they come out and they say, we're at the highest level of a terror threat, potentially in this nation's history. We're at a high-level terror threat. Don't go to sporting events. Don't go to mass gatherings. Don't go to theaters. Don't go to concert halls. And it's just like it's a whisper in the wind. So they come out and they say, be afraid of white people. It's like, oh, my gosh, white people, white people, white people. And then they come out and say, hey, massive terror attack incoming. What'd you say about white people? It's like, where is the disconnect here?
I think you're exactly – that's an amazing point. And what came to mind as you were talking about that was – okay, we're not going to impeach Mayorkas. And there were Republicans that voted not to impeach Mayorkas over this border crisis. And suddenly you have the intelligence community come out and say that we're at a greater risk of a terrorist attack now than ever. Yet they're not doing anything about closing the border to prevent it. I'm hearing
exactly.
In my ears that Alex has just called in.
Yeah, so we've got Alex Jones on the line joining us live on the show here today. Alex, you're on the air.
You guys are doing a great job. I'm watching you, or just watching you, but you were saying, what is the solution? What do we do? We continue to expose it. We expose the architecture of it. We have major congressional hearings. This latest footage, is because this guy's a manager at CIA and FBI, is smoking gun, because there he is admitting all these things that the FBI director has denied, but that has also gone public. This guy needs to be in front of Congress. We need to file a lawsuit. We need to take action. We need to fight back. And at the same time, when I talk about architecture, I'm not defending the FBI or how it operates. It's the days of J. Edgar Hoover. It's been gathering dirt, blackmailing people, and staging things. We know that. And I do think it's time to abolish most of these federal agencies and then to basically start from the beginning building something back. But we need new Frank Church-style committee hearings like they had in the 1970s that almost got the CIA and FBI abolished. And they're 10 times worse, 100 times worse now than they were. But the most important units to expose is the Southern District of New York and the special units they've got in D.C. And notice this guy's with the special units in D.C., this latest FBI CIA guy that just got exposed for admitting January 6th had feds in it that we already knew, and, of course, being part of the targeting operations against us, trying to shut down our free speech. So this is a giant criminal operation. It's totally illegal. But we have to understand that the average FBI agent is like at bank robberies and kidnappings and things like that. They're all controlled and given what they can do. And I've talked to high-level federal judges and federal agents, met with them down at the border, where four-time convicted pedophiles are caught again driving a school bus, in one example, in a South Texas town. And the DOJ has control over the magistrates and the federal judges and says, no, you're not allowed to prosecute them. You can only put them in jail for 30 days for crossing illegally, a misdemeanor. So you have to understand it's compartmentalization. It's key units like Loris Lerner at the IRS 15 years ago under Obama, 12 years ago, targeting hundreds of thousands of Christians and groups, harassing them with the IRS. But it was key units she had. So Congress can cut the funding of these groups even ahead of abolishing them until they get their act straight. But now they've gone pure woke. They're waging war against the American people, and it's absolutely criminal. And this is just the first salvo in this group's video. They're going to be releasing more later in the week. We have other groups about to release major information. This is KGB-level garbage, and you guys are doing a great job. I want the listeners to understand, how many times did I tell you it was a joint CIA-FBI operation? We know the players. We know how they did it. It's all there, and this is really backfiring on them. And now Elon Musk is coming out and calling for investigations, and I've called for congressional investigations, and Musk responded saying, yes, this is very disturbing. So we'll definitely do a space this Friday when I'm back. I'm actually back Thursday, but I'll be there Friday. We'll be doing shows Saturday and Sunday, and then big news breaking next week. But look, there's not just evil in the universe. There's good as well. But when good men and women do nothing, that's when evil triumphs, as Thomas Jefferson said. So we're at that point right now. But listeners need to go to Real Alex Jones and share all these videos and reports right now. The last hour will be posted after the show on X, where I respond to all of this. People can share that. This is really about the people now, setting brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere so we can stop this situation. So follow us at Real Alex Jones, and obviously right here at Infowars.com/show and band video. But we've gone through hell together, but we're seeing a light at the end of the tunnel here, ladies and gentlemen. We're at the crossroads. Now's the time for maximum effort. God bless you. Good luck.
You know, he brings up such a great point there about the hearings. You know, you mentioned how none of these corrupt officials from inside the government ever get any charges or end up in jail. All of these undercover investigations from the years, Project Veritas, O'Keefe Media Group, Sound Investigations, this most recent one, where are the Republicans calling for hearings? Why aren't these people being dragged in front of Congress under oath for hearings? Has that even happened once either? I don't think that's happened once.
It's because the Republican Party, Republicans inherently, conservatives inherently, have a mindset of being reactive. So you're trying to conserve something like the Constitution, you wait for an attack on it, and then you defend it. We need to realize that it's time to be proactive. The best defense is a good offense in this case, and I think we just need a major cultural shift in the party, man.
All right, we're going to come back into another 5 minutes with Chase Geiser, and then Maria Z takes over the fourth hour of today's Alex Jones show. That's everything, though. I mean, there need to be hearings, hundreds of them.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.